Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. A wonderful, delightful event is happening this evening right here in Wilmington downtown. It is the third annual Star News Media Wilmington Theater Awards, our own version of the Tonys, I guess, or maybe the...
Yeah.
And so here to talk about it is Jeff Phillips, Man About Town.
That's right.
You've seen him on stage. Lots of times you may even catch him walking about on the streets from time to time. Not street walking, just walking on the streets. And John Staton, the Star News features editor, who, of course, writes great articles all the time and makes sure that if he doesn't write them, somebody else does, about what's going on in our very, very busy theater scene. And he also is a much respected reviewer in town. So both
thank you, Jamila.
Yeah. Well, it's just... happens, I agree with you a lot, so that's why I respect you.
As you should.
Now let's ask an actor if he agrees with John.
We have other stuff to talk about.
That could be a whole different interview. We'll go there maybe off mic sometime.
There you go.
So the theater awards are tonight at 8 o'clock at Thalian Hall. And yes. John, let's start with you because is this your baby? This is your idea, along with some other people.
It is with me and some other people. It started. In a weird way, with Linda Lavin, who used to live here, a great American actress. I used to do my little La Superlatives in the Star News every year, you know, best actor, best actress, best play I liked that year. And then Linda was like, oh, you should do an awards show. I was like, yeah, you know what, we should. And other people had the same idea. Justin Smith from City Stage had kicked around the idea of doing it. Don Ansel, God rest his soul, had always wanted to do an awards show. So the first year, 2 years ago, we all kind of worked together and made it happen. Last year, we worked with Thalian Association and Theater Now to put on the show, and this year we're working with Jeff Phillips and Opera House. We really try to collaborate with a different local company every year, so it makes it not just about the Star News and Thalian Hall, who has been a great partner and helps us do this. We cannot do it without Thalian Hall, but also to have a different company or two be a partner every year, and so it's also about the theater community.
That's great, because this is, for a town this size, an amazing theater community.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's such a wealth of talent and a wealth of personalities and capabilities. And the people who are coming in the town to learn a craft, learn stage acting, and then just sort of flesh out what they already know. It's amazing.
It is. And so many companies taking on different kinds of plays, different companies having different strengths. And, you know, when I moved here... oh, gosh, it's 20 years ago now, my second stint in Wilmington. When I came here then, the companies were a bit more competitive at war, kind of behind the scenes, and that's really changed over time. I see a lot of cooperation and collaboration.
Absolutely, yeah.
And people really respecting and admiring each other's work.
I remember that time, Jamila. Yeah. You and I probably came back around. I've been here almost a quarter of a century now doing work on Thalian Hall stage and my relationship with Opera House. And I remember that time, and I think you're right that it's now so much more cooperative, collaborative in the community. And I think that's with the Wilmington Theater Awards this year is something that John and I and Alice Sherwood and various people who have, and Jeff Heidick, who have worked to put this together, is to try to be as inclusive as we can to say we are so fortunate in a town this size to have the opportunities that we have to perform these great works of, you know, Sondheim, Rodgers and Hammerstein, all the new people like Jonathan Larson, all the greats, and that we're just lucky to have the venues that we have in this town to do it as well.
Yes.
So tonight is really a celebration of this wonderful family of artists that we have in this town. And I'm just hopeful that that comes across in what we do.
Great. Now, who nominates the folks who are up for awards? How's that process
happen? Well, the Star News puts forth the nominations with input from all the companies. All the companies have the opportunity to give me, who would they nominate? What is their best work? Who are the best actors who have worked with you, the best lighting designers, best set designers? And I get all that information, then I work with other people who have reviewed plays, because I haven't seen everything, and then we say, you know, we hash it out, and it's a very, you know, it's a crazy process, because there's no way to do it without leaving out people who did a great job in
every category.
You know, we could have 10 nominees for each category. But you got to cut. You have to draw the line somewhere, and
we can't have a 4 or 5 hour award show with Laureen Walsh trying to make the orchestra play music and get people off stage.
We could very well do it, but it would be a long night.
I think the Oscars have done that a couple of times.
Now, would you want to MC a 4 or 5 hour long show?
No, I am. I'm making a good go of it right now at two and a half hours.
That's so right. All right. 2.5 hours tonight with intermission, I think, is
that
what we're
great.
Shooting for.
Wow, that's amazing. If you're just joining us, you're hearing John Staton, the Star News Features Editor, and Jeff Phillips. You'll know him from his wonderful work on stage as an actor, singer, dancer. He's a man about town is what I'm calling him today. And we're talking about the third annual Star News Media Wilmington Theater Awards tonight, starting at 8 at Thalian Hall. And we'll give you ticket information in just a few minutes. But what I want to talk about right now are some things that are new this year, and then we'll talk about some of the categories. First of all, talk about the Tech Awards, which have been handled differently.
Right. So one of the things that I went to John about, having sat through the first two and been very fortunate to receive an award myself the first year. And
you had to put that in.
I had to put that in as best, musical, best actor in the musical. Thank you very much.
Oh,
and
he deserved it. He totally deserved it.
Thank you. But, you know, we all understand, especially people who are in the theater, understand the collaborative nature of the process. And the reason I bring up that award is because I have stated, and I stated in my acceptance speech, that that character was a collaborative effort, along with my co-star Dick Bunting, along with costume designer Julie Harvey, along with lighting designer Dallas LaFon.
Is this a Secret Garden?
This was Hairspray.
Oh, Hairspray. Oh, my God.
Edna Turnblad. Yeah,
absolutely.
And
so, without the right costumer, you would have been lost.
And I had my dresser, Denise Bass.
Yes.
So all of that goes into it. So when you're sitting there watching the award show and you're accepting an award, but yet the awards for those particular artisans are sort of relegated to really, well, I figured second-class citizenship award status. It just didn't sit well with me because I know it's somebody at my size how hard I am to costume and to light. So as we went along, that was really the first thing that I came to John with. I said, if we're going to do this, let's do this right, and let's make it all equal. And let's have them voted on the same way, and let's present them all in the same fashion.
I like that.
Let me just say that the reason that they started out, how we used to do it was we would announce in that morning's paper, the morning of the awards, you know, most of the Tech Awards, I think Newcomer, Best Original Play, and stuff like that. It was really more out of us being terrified of going 4 or 5 hours. But,
yes.
You know, that was one thing Jeff and Alice have done a great job. They've figured out a format to where, you know, we can do this with an intermission, 2.5 hours,
great.
And it's more fair to everyone.
Great. So there's
They've
a number a of people. Job. You said you mentioned Jeff Heideck is being involved.
Yes, he's been huge.
Lorene
Walsh is
music director. Does she have an orchestra? Or is she doing piano?
We have 8 people in the
wow.
orchestra.
There's a new orchestra person every time. I'm getting
wow.
a text from Alice. Oh yeah, we got this guy.
So
we have a trombone player. We have a reed player.
So a really great size orchestra for an event of this size. Or it's really
Absolutely.
A full scale event great. Orchestra.
And then Alice Sherwood, of course, being the company manager for Opera
right.
House Theater Company, but being the stage manager,
the production stage manager
for this
event.
She's been huge contact. I mean, there's so many people involved. In this show that she's had to be in contact with, and it's just
the show is huge.
I couldn't have done it without her.
Now, before we get into the show itself, let's talk about there's a red carpet event.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just mention that briefly, what that's about.
Well, we're going to have the Land Rover red carpet. That's one of our big sponsors is Land Rover. And just people can show up. I think doors open at about 7 o'clock.
Big spotlights.
Yeah, come on out. Yeah, just come. There's a photo booth. You can, you know, come get your picture taken with all your buddies. You know, walk down the red carpet. It'll be it was fun last year, and people seem to really enjoy
people
it.
People are getting all blinged out. I check social media to see what's trending as far as the theater awards, and people are discussing, what am I going to wear? What shoes am I going to get? So people really deck out, especially
really,
the nominees.
They
and
really
the
dress nicely.
Yeah.
It is a very well-dressed event.
That's great. I'll have to remember
so that's
that.
Fun.
Okay, I can't go in my jeans tonight. All right. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left, but I do want to talk about the categories that are coming up, and then I want to talk about a special award that's part of this evening as well. So the categories, there's like a best play, but there's a best musical separately.
Right. You know, they're two different beasts, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, a straight play and a musical. So it's not really fair to say what's the outstanding production.
Right.
So it's very much in the vein of the Tony Awards, where they separate best actor and actress in the play and the best actor and actress in the musical down to the supporting categories. Now, that's not always true down into the technical categories.
It is true in technical. You know, and someone made the point, how do you compare costumes in Les Mis to costumes in Assorted Lives? You know, I mean, they're very different beasts. It is apples and oranges, but, you know. It is what it is.
And it's evolving. I mean, the whole production, it's becoming popular. It'll probably keep going year after year. And each year you tweak it a bit more and refine it a bit.
We'll have the biggest crowd this year we've had.
Wow.
I can say that.
That's great. One of the things I heard you speaking about before we came on the air was that there will be costumes, there's a set, there's lighting, there's music. All those elements are there, the red carpet. And do talk about a special award that will be given tonight. That's not a surprise, right?
No, it's not a surprise.
We announced this back in December. It's the Lila Thompson Award for Enduring Contribution to Wilmington Theater. And I can't imagine anyone deserving it any more richly than Tony Rivenbark, who has kept Thalian Hall, taking it from a little bit bedraggled and ramshackled to just the gem that it is today, and giving so many companies a place to do their thing.
Absolutely. And, he's carried that building on his back for
absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. And Shane Fernando, who's the head of the Thalian Board, does work with HQR as well, has written a great tribute to Tony.
Tony has really ushered in, I think, the modern era of theater in Wilmington.
Yes.
So I think he's done that.
And
great
Shane
job.
Fernando is one of those triple, quadruple, you know, quintuple.
He was in Oklahoma.
Threats. He's just.
As I recall,
he was in Oklahoma.
So was someone else in this room.
Can I bring up something about Oklahoma?
We're almost out of time, Jeff. You better talk fast.
I want to say to your listeners that Jamelia is one of the finest actresses in town and gave one of the most breathtaking, beautiful performances of the year.
That is my opinion. I had fun. And I think when we're having fun on stage, that comes across and it makes the audience happy.
Absolutely.
It's the third annual Star News Media Wilmington Theater Awards tonight. You can come at 7 for the red carpet. The show starts at 8. Tickets are $15. Call the Thalian box office 632-2285 or go to thalianhall.org to get your tickets. Be there or be square. Jeff Phillips, John Staton, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamila. Thank you.
Hope to see you all tonight.